we fear. Is this make believe or is it real? So take my hand and walk me through. It's killing me, it's killing you. Oh my. Hey, how y'all doing? If you're keeping track, I have been on a pretty long hiatus. I have not done a podcast since March, I think it was. Yeah, March. Decided to start this back up. I know I said in the last podcast I did that, you know, I was going to start this back up and blah, 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 and, you know, get my shit together and all this other nonsense that, you know, most people fucking spew in their life. Decided to start this back up because I got an email the other day that my podcast is on Spotify now, plus like seven other streaming platforms that I haven't kept track of, unfortunately. Sorry. But hey, it was good news to me. Because not only is my podcast on Spotify, my band, Alternative Minds, is on Spotify also. Plus every other digital store, streaming platform you can possibly think of. And speaking of that, the song that you heard at the beginning of this podcast is our first single called Torn. Like I said, it's on Spotify, all the digital stores, all the streaming platforms you can think of. So do us a favor, go to your Spotify, because I know most people are using that nowadays. I mean, you can go to Pandora also, you know, and iTunes, but I mainly use Spotify. I like Spotify. I know that it doesn't really, I know a lot of artists out there and a lot of musicians, you know, who had their shit put on there are complaining about, you know, Spotify doesn't pay the artists that much, but hey, I'm fucking from Central Illinois, from a small town. I mean, I'm originally from a really small redneck town, but hell, I moved out to the middle of fucking nowhere. It's just basically a four-way stop with like eight houses, you know, just to get plays and to get views and, you know, word of mouth spread around, you know, it means a lot to me. So if you get the chance, go to Spotify, search Alternative Minds. We got two songs on there. The first one you heard at the beginning, or the first one we put up there, you heard at the beginning of the podcast. It's called Torn. So, and we also got another one that I just put up on Spotify called Reckless Heart. Now, technically, we have a third one called Breaking News, but I used pieces from a Donald Trump speech on North Korea in the song, and when I uploaded it to the distribution company that I'm going through, there is problems with it. So I'm gonna have to probably take the speech, you know, parts out, the speech clips out. But if you want to hear that song, you can find it on YouTube, because I actually put a video to it, and it's called Breaking News by Alternative Minds. So if you guys want to check that out, we'd really appreciate it. I mean, the more views that we get, you know, the better. And just like I said, we just want to get out there, put our stuff out there. Currently, we're writing more songs. We got more songs written. It's just we haven't gotten the time to record them. I mean, fuck, I'm either at work or at home sleeping. But, and hell, I got a studio right outside my place. All I have to do is walk out, you know, go around the corner. There you go. There's the studio. But, you know, and it's not, you know, your big league studio sounding quality. It's what we are working with, you know. So, like I said, check that out. Check our profile out on Spotify. You know, give us some shares. Give us some plays. I don't care. Go to YouTube. We're on YouTube also. Like I said, we have a video for breaking news. It's a pretty cool video. My first attempt at making a video to a song. So check that out. Of course, the songs are on there. Of course, I didn't put Torn and Reckless Heart on there. That was done through the distribution company. But like I said, go check it out. Give us some likes, and also check out our Facebook page. And it's facebook.com/alternativemindsmusic. We got a SoundCloud. It's the same address, soundcloud.com/alternativemindsmusic. Go check it out. Check out what we're doing. We're usually posting content, whether it be a video, sharing our songs, or just what's happening in our lives. So go check it out. And by the way, with those pages, we also have a Reverb Nation page. So anybody who's in the Reverb Nation, I mean, I know a lot of artists and musicians are. So we have a page up on Reverb Nation too. So check that out. We're just trying to make music. I know nowadays the internet is just saturated with musicians, artists, hell, podcasters. And fuck, I don't even know what the hell I'm doing being a podcaster. I wouldn't even really call myself a podcaster, because I really don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I just ramble on and I just talk. I'm trying to get my band members to do a podcast with me. That hopefully is going to happen soon. The motherfuckers. But they're, I guess, not necessarily into podcasts like I am. You know, I'm all about the Joe Rogan Experience, the Church of What's Happening Now with Joey Diaz, Your Mom's House podcast, the Skeptic Tank with Ari Shaffir, the Duck and Trussell podcast. I know it's called something else, but I can't remember. Burt Cast with Burt Kreischer. Shout out to those guys, even though they don't know who the fuck I am and would probably never ever hear my podcast. But hey, you never know. So shout out to those guys for inspiring me to do this. It's a bitch to do. Oh, yeah. Hold on a minute. And Mark Maron, you know, the pod father, as they call him, the podcast father, whatever you want to call it. But just a shout out to those guys for inspiring me. Like I said, they're probably never, ever going to hear my podcast, but hey, you never know. Maybe one day down the road, they'll stumble upon it and be like, oh, shit. Well, okay, cool. We inspired somebody. And that's what I hope to do with my music and my podcasting, you know. Fucking, if you're out there and you got something you want to get off your chest, whether it be through a guitar riff, poetry, stand-up comedy, which... I wish I could do stand-up comedy. I've written bits, you know. I just don't have the balls to fucking get up there and do it, because, hell, as a musician, you can hide behind a guitar. But I just want to inspire somebody to get up there and be like, well, if that person can do it, then I can do it. You know, that's always been my, you know, thoughts on the matter. The hell, the reason why I got into music was because of Kurt Cobain. I'm like, well, shit, he's left-handed, I'm left-handed. He plays like that. I mean, I can play like that. So, yeah. I mean, I can do it. Even though fucking Nirvana became fucking one of the biggest bands in the world. You know. But he inspired me. And it opened my ears to a lot of different music. Because I grew up on old country. Because my parents came from the late 40s. I mean, that's kind of fucked up here. It's fucked up sounding. But, because I'm 29. I'll be 30 in fucking January. God damn. But I grew up on the old country. I grew up in the old country and like pop music and shit. And just one day I found Nirvana and I was like, what the fuck is this? And it opened my eyes to a lot of different things, which my brother-in-law opened me up to a lot of different things. And I'm sure I've said this in previous podcasts, you know, like Metallica, Guns N' Roses, Alice in Chains, you know, the list can go on. And now my music taste... Nowadays, if you look at my Spotify playlist, plug, It ranges anywhere from fucking Tupac to Dr. Dre to Eminem to Dwight Yoakam to Nirvana, of course, to Johnny Cash to Mudvayne to Korn to Bob Dylan to Leadbelly, you know, because got that old shit on there. Clint Black, and you know, this new guy that's out there with his country music, which I really like, Cody Jenks. Highly Suspect, that's a band I dig. The list can go on, honestly. I mean, there's pop songs I like, and I couldn't tell you who the artist was or what the name was, but just something that was shared to me, and I put it on my Spotify list. Like, there's this song that I got shown tonight by my bass player, called Desire by Meg Ryan. That don't sound right. For some reason, that doesn't sound right. Meg Ryan. Hold on a minute. I'm going to have to find this real quick because it's a really good song. And of course, I'm not going to put it on the fucking podcast because, of course, you know. Oh, Meg Myers. Meg Myers. Yes, there it is. Meg Myers, the song Desire. And that was shown to me tonight, and I dug the hell out of it. And I consider it, well, an alternative pop song, I guess. So, to each their own, man. Takes different strokes to move the world. And that's what I love about it. Of course, there is bullshit out there that's fucking ridiculous. And I don't know how fucking people can sit and listen to it, but hey, like I just said, to each their own. I can't really judge people because I've got a lot of fucking fucked up shit in my playlists. But to stay on the music subject, there's been a lot of things going on with the band. And like I said, we've been recording, been writing, been working on our live show. Which is funny, the first live show that they did, I actually opened up for them. Because at the time I was doing this acoustic bullshit. But with me being with the band as Alternative Minds, because before they were called Press Play, we did this Battle of the Bands thing in Quincy, Illinois at this event called MallCon. And it was a good experience, really good experience. I mean, we didn't win. Like, you know, whatever. We weren't looking to win. We were just wanting some type of exposure just to get our names out there. I burnt like 20 CDs of four songs. That CD consisted of the first song being a cover of Theory of a Dead Man's RX. We put our own spin on it. Then, you know, the other three songs was, you know, they were our originals. Got rid of all 20 of them, just gave them out because they were burnt. It's like, you know, whatever. We're not going to sell them. We didn't have any merch or anything like that. But the cool thing was, I mean, we pulled up and it was hosted outside the mall in Quincy, Illinois. We pull up, you know, we're just in this truck and we got like this fucking U-Haul fucking trailer behind us. And, we pull up and there's a wrestling ring outside, like a professional wrestling ring. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? So I saw a dude, I wouldn't call him a friend. I mean, he was at an acoustic show I did one time at the Cougar's Den in Quincy, Illinois. It's closed down now, unfortunately. But his name is Juice Wayne Trammell. Now, I could be pronouncing his last name wrong, but his name is Juice Wayne. He's also on Spotify, so check him out, Juice Wayne. He does hip hop style stuff, rap style stuff. He's really talented, but, he was walking in front of us while we were in the truck, and I rolled down the window and I was like, "Hey man," I was like, "Where the hell is the Battle of the Bands at?" He's like, "Oh, well, you guys they're going to have the band set up inside the ring." I was like, "What? Really? Are you fucking with me?" He's like, "No, dude, it's pretty cool." And he's a big wrestling fan, and I've always been a big wrestling fan. Not so much nowadays. I mean, I like to keep tabs on it and see what where it's going. But man, when I was growing up, that was the shit. I wanted to be a wrestler, and I shit you not, I have a big backyard, and if I ever get the money put back, I'm going to have my own wrestling ring just so I can work out and just fucking, you know, hell, maybe start my own wrestling school. I don't fucking know. But yeah, the bands were all going to set up inside the wrestling ring because there was a company called RCW that had put on a wrestling event, wrestling show before the Battle of the Bands thing. So, long story short, you know, I'm nervous as fuck. I'm like making sure all the guitars are in tune, just making sure everything's ready to go, you know, because we had to fucking hurry up as soon as that. Because the band that went before us, which, hell, right now I'm wearing one of their shirts because I bought one from them because they were the only band selling any merch, Despised Morning. Now, if I label this wrong, fucking lynch me. I don't care. But they're more the death metal, brutal fucking metal, you know, type music, which I can dig. You know, some of it may not be my cup of tea, but man, I just seeing a fucking local band, just seeing people get up there who aren't fucking famous, you know, and just doing it for the fucking money, for the paycheck, and doing it to get their name out there, get some exposure, get their music heard, that's fucking badass. So I instantly became a fan. I mean, I was you know, like a shadow fan, as you call it, like I was, you know, in the dark. You know, because I saw them post stuff on Facebook. I was Facebook friends at the time with their guitarist Zach East. Now, after the Battle of the Bands, I learned who everyone was in the band, so I became friends with the drummer Jimmy Wilson and the lead singer Christian Thorne. I think that's what his name is. I'm sorry if I get it wrong. I just don't have it with me, you know, nothing in front of me right now except my laptop recording this and a microphone in my face. But yeah, they brought it, though. They've treated it like a fucking badass show. So, and we were nervous after, like, when they started tearing down, and we were like, fuck, we gotta get up there now. It's like, well, shit. So we did the best we could. My parts in the songs, you know, I basically do backups and I sing, you know, some stuff. But a lot of my parts in the songs deal with effects. Like, my guitar is plugged into an effects pedal. Since it was bright and sunny and we were outside, I could not see what channel I was on. I couldn't see anything on my pedals. So I had to do away with the effects pedal. I couldn't see it. I couldn't make sure what channel I was on, so I said, fuck it. So that made me nervous as hell. You know, we had our fuck-ups. It's like anybody else. I mean, you could be doing it for fucking 30 years and still have your fuck-ups when you go out there. But we were just glad to play and seeing all the other bands. There was a Skylands Severance who won the Battle of the Bands. They're fucking badass. West of Greenwich. The first band was called Wrinkle John. Yeah, Wrinkle John. So they were young kids, you know. Then they had that indie Blink 182 style Sublime thing, you know, going on. I think West of Greenwich was more along the lines of our style. Like, I could see us doing a show. I mean, I could see us doing a show with any of the bands, but I'm just saying that our type of music would blend in well with theirs. But, and plus that band was also running the sound, West of Greenwich. And I think they're all from Quincy. One band backed out. I don't know. I think they were called the Enablers, but I think they're like a bar style band, you know, in which I've been in that situation. I've been in bands before where, you know, it's like, oh, we got to learn all these covers to play the bars, you know, and, you know, make that money. It's like, fuck, I'm getting older, man. I want to focus on just writing our own shit. I'm like, yeah, we could still do the covers, you know, for the bars and stuff, but I want to be the band that when you say Alternative Minds, like, oh, they got that one song they got, you know, like that. What's that song? Reckless Heart? Or what's that song? Breaking News? You know, they say one of our songs. They're not going to be like, oh, yeah, that's that fucking band that plays all those covers and shit. I don't want to be known as that, you know. And I'm always recording music, you know, whether it be shit that I come up with by myself and I put it somewhere in a folder on my computer, or now with Alternative Minds. But we got some things lined up. There's Mall Stock that's going to happen here soon in September. Check Facebook for that. Mall Stock, Quincy, Illinois. It'll happen in September. It's pretty much going to be a music festival type of deal. Not, I mean, I hate using the word festival, but I mean, it's going to be an all-day music thing, celebration of music. So hopefully that is pretty good, which, I mean, it's going to be. I mean, and kudos to Seth Fenton, who his MC name is Seth Amphetamine, which when, at the Battle of the Bands, they did a show afterwards where he did a set, and then Juice, I think, got up there. Juice Wayne got up there and did a set, which unfortunately we had to leave after Seth did his set. Seth Amphetamine, but it's still badass. Got to talk to George Cape. He is a guy that's been doing music for a long time. He's been in several fucking bands. Off the top of my head, Porcelain, Salem's Cradle, recently The Dead Lungs, and I'm going blank right now. Pre-Dawn Hour. He gave me a free koozie, which I thought that was cool, a Dead Lungs koozie. They had a show July 6th, not too long ago, which I thought was pretty badass. Which, I mean, I thought it was badass that they were doing a show, and I got some videos shared to me, you know, of them playing. But I didn't go. I had some shit to do here at home. With, you know, band-wise, with social media, and, you know, getting songs up and whatnot, and I had shit to do around the house. But my drummer, lead singer, and bass player ended up going and shared some videos to me in Messenger, and I thought it was pretty cool. They sound badass, but unfortunately, the other day, the Dead Lungs posted on their page that, you know, that was their last show. And we had something lined up that we were going to play with them this fall, doing like a Halloween show, which, I mean, George, Kate, you know, I mean, fuck, he's his own man. I mean, fuck, he does all his own shit, you know. He can probably just get a couple guys and be like, boom, got a band, you know. So, and his wife, Misty, is also with him, sings with him, plays with him. So hopefully that, you know, we can still make something happen with that. And also the band Trifecta, which my bass player is friends with. So we're going to probably do some shows with them. I need to get hold of the bands that we did Battle of the Bands with to see what they got lined up and do shows. Because I tell you what, it's hard to fucking get shows lined up nowadays. I've sent messages out the ass to bars and clubs that I've just Googled around the area. I mean, how else are you going to get a hold of them nowadays? I mean, it's better, in my eyes, it's better to send them a message through Facebook, because you can share your page right to them and be like, hey, click this. You know, this is what we're about. This is what we do. You know, blah, 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 blah. You know, whatever your pitch is. But I'm not getting any younger. I just want to get out there and play. I mean, I want to play in front of people. And hopefully we can get some stuff lined up, because I'm itching. The itch is fucking real. I mean, I want to record, and I want to re-record the songs that we have properly. But, you know, these are demos in my eyes that we've been putting on Spotify. So eventually, when we get a full album written, then we'll go re-record it and make it, you know, sound fucking proper, you know, just like any other band you hear. But other than that, I haven't been doing much except, well, hell, I'm always working, I guess. Speaking of work, I feel that I need to make a job change. There's been a lot of shit going on at the place I work. I don't know if I can really say it on here. I mean, I really don't give a fuck anymore, but let's just say that someone who backed me and who had my department's back got forced out. And it really pisses me off. Because it seems like all this PC bullshit, this, I'm sorry to say, but this snowflake agenda has made its way, seeped through the cracks into my place of employment. I mean, how do you get told that you're mean just because you tell your crew that you expect them to do your to do their job? I don't get it. So right now I don't have a support system when I go into work. I don't feel like my job is safe. I mean, I know a lot of people feel like that, but I feel like when I go in there, I just feel like, oh, something small is going to happen. Something's going to fuck. Someone's going to complain about it or go tattle or get butt hurt over something, and I'm out the door. I mean, it doesn't help that I'm on what they call a third step discipline. I mean, hell, I could be sent out the door the next time I clock in. Who knows? It really sucks because I've been at this place for 3 years and spent most of my time there, and I've had to cancel things with my son. I've had to cancel things with, you know, with anything I've done because I had to work, or I got called in, or I had to do overtime or some bullshit. So I'm really debating on whether I should go back to my old job. I mean, honestly, if it was my choice, or if it was my way, I wish the fuck I could make a living off doing the podcast and doing music. And I'm not doing either one for the money. I'm doing it for, you know, because it's enjoyment, of course. But I shit you not, it would be awesome if I didn't have to go somewhere and deal with a bunch of fucktards every single night and deal with a bunch of bullshit. I'd much rather be able to work on my own time, upload content, get paid for that, and spend more time with my son. Spend more time on me, and spend more time on the things that just bring me enjoyment. But like I said, there's a lot of shit going on, and I could go on forever on this subject, but who knows, the wrong person could hear this and turn it in, and you know, I'll be out of a job. But really, I'm kind of to the point where I don't give a fuck anymore. It's, you know, why should someone be controlled like that? Why should someone have to go in and step on eggshells like that? That's fucking bullshit. Why can't people just go into work, do their job, and go home without having to worry about somebody else on the way they're doing their job? Like, you have this job. Worry about your fucking self. Don't worry about anybody else. That's what fucking pisses me off. So yeah, I'm dealing with that when I go in there every fucking night. It's just ridiculous. And on top of that, I'm trying to find the motivation to, because I recently started meditating. I'm trying to find the motivation to keep doing that and find the motivation and energy to just do things for me. And, because it's when I'm working through the week, it's either I'm at work, I get home, I watch a little bit of fucking TV, then I fucking go to sleep, then I wake up and go back to work. It's like, what the fuck? What is that? That's not a life to live. Like, that's one of the reasons why I haven't done this podcast. It's why I've been on hiatus. I mean, yeah, my time has been divided up into doing the band and seeing my son, which I don't see my son like I fucking should. It pisses me off. I'm fucking just giving my time and life away to this fucking job that's really not benefiting me. All I'm doing is being able to pay my fucking bills and keep my head like halfway above water. I mean, I live paycheck to paycheck. It's fucking bullshit. People should not live like that. People should do what they enjoy and somehow make a living off of it. It's, like I said, I can just go on and on about it. It's just, it gets me so flustered and so fucking mad to the point to where I can't utter the words to describe how I'm feeling. I mean, I'm out of shape. I drink because of this bullshit. And hell, right now I have like, I don't know, just like the other day I noticed that my fucking side, on my left side, like it feels like I got fucking punched. Like, I don't know what that is. I mean, fuck, I haven't been to a doctor in God knows how long. I can't remember now. Like, is that from my drinking? It could be. Is it from stress? Who fucking knows? I don't know. But if it keeps getting worse, I'm going to have to go get it checked out. It's fucking horrible. I mean, I'm going to be, like I said earlier, I'm going to be 30 in January. And I'm recording this podcast, you know, in July. Actually, July 12th right now. But I need to change some things. I need to change my lifestyle. I mean, I don't want to quit drinking because I like doing it. I need to slow down on it, of course. I need to slow down on smoking cigarettes. Eventually quit. And I need to get out more. I mean, getting out more will come hand in hand with, you know, playing. You know, playing out and all that, which... That's a fucking chore in itself. Just trying to get bars and clubs to be like, hey, and venues to be like, hey, I'm sending you this message. Can you at least give me a reply of fuck off? I mean, it shows that they see it. It's like, goddamn. But I don't know. I would love to be a fortune teller to see what the future brings, but then again, I don't, because everybody makes their own decisions. They make their own paths. They clear out all the weeds and all the grass and all the dead limbs to bring forth that fucking dirt path that they had to travel down and venture into new things. My only advice to you, listener, is to be kind to people when deserved. I mean, unless someone's being a fucking asshole to you, then fuck them. But be kind, regardless. Have empathy. And just know that everybody out there is battling something, no matter what it is. And support local music. Support local businesses. Because, I mean, hell, to me, that's the greatest thing you can fucking do. Spend time with your family. Spend time with your friends. Of course, I need to take my own advice on that. But, like I said, be kind. Do what you want to do. Enjoy your time, because you only get one life. Make it worthwhile. As always, listener, this has been the Deluded and Dazed Podcast, episode number 12. Take care.
ashamed of things. I don't know how we feel. Is this make believe or is it real? So take my hand and walk me through. It's killing me, killing you. Oh my. I am torn in two, and I don't know what to do. My heart says we can make it work, but my mind says we are through. So take my hand and walk with me. This killing you is killing me. Hold my hand. Yeah.